What's up there, good peoples? Here we are again. It is that time of the month, and we are here with another market update. We are talking about February of 2024. What happened in the market? What happened in the market? Where are we today? As I record this, it is March 5th of 2024. We are looking at the market of the Connecticut real estate market in February of 2024, and just kind of discussing, you know, what happened. Did things go up? Did things go down? And what you know, what can we expect to happen going forth? All right. So once again, the market did increase by 7.9%. We're talking median home prices, not averages, right now. So the median home price in the state of Connecticut is $366,750, and which is 7.9% higher than it was in February of 2023. So the market continues to climb as it has for several years now. Despite the fact that home prices are up, the home sales are down. All right, so home sales are down 22% year over year from February 2024 to February 2023. The home prices are down 22%. And as we will see, you know, this is due to the fact that there just is a lack of inventory, that that lack of inventory is driving prices up. But again, we'll get more into that in a little bit. Closed sales are also down 18.5%. Closed sales, for those of you who don't know, are those properties that have sold, right? They had a successful transaction. So successful transactions are down year over year, 18.5%. Days on market is also down year over year. So right now across the state of Connecticut, it's taking about 14 days before a contract is signed that actually leads to a closing. It's taking about 14 days for that to happen, and it's crazy, it's crazy, but yeah, 14 days on the market is about what you can expect across the state of Connecticut. You know, obviously it depends on where you're at, you know, because certain cities may have a higher number, certain cities or towns may have a lower number. But again, we're just looking at the state of Connecticut as a whole, and it's taking about 14 days to sell. So about 14 days on the market is what you can expect as a seller. There's currently about 2 months supply on the market. This means that if no other properties were to hit the market as of today, or actually as of the end of February, if no other properties was to hit the market, then it would take about 2 months to sell out of everything. Out of every property would be off the market pretty much in about 2 months. All right. So what do you do with this information? Just know that we consider it a buyer's market if we are, you know, over 6 months of supply on the market, and under 6 months of supply is considered as a seller's market. So we are still in a very strong seller's market. All right, now that number has actually kind of stayed steady. All right, that hasn't gone up, that hasn't gone down for a little bit. So I mean, is it good news, is it bad news? I guess it's neither, right? But yeah, about two months supply of inventory on the market right now. With that said, homes are selling for about 101.8% of the list price, which just basically means that that homes are still selling for over the list price. You know, across the state, they're still selling for over the list price. You know, it's crazy because I remember back in the day, several years ago, you know, buyers would come in and they decide to make an offer on a property. Let's just say that property is listed for $250,000. And, you know, it was just in the mindset of the people, just ingrained in the buyer to say, well, it's listed for 250. Let's, you know, let's start the bidding at, you know, 235, 240, or whatever the case may be, you know, just kind of see what you can do, see what kind of deal you can work out. But now everyone is starting at a higher price than the list price. If you have any hopes of getting the property, and obviously this depends on the property, you know, but again, just in general, across the board in the state of Connecticut, properties are selling for above the list price. To be exact, it's about 101.8%. So just know that if you are making offers on properties, for the most part, again, it does depend on the particular property, but for the most part, you know, if you really want the property, you're going to have to offer above asking price just to have some chance of getting it. Even, you know, in this market that we're in now, things have slowed down over the past year a little bit, but, you know, we're still in a market where you have to offer above the list price, you know, if you have any hopes of getting it. So across the state of Connecticut is taking about 15 showings before the a contract is signed on the property that actually leads to a closing. So if you are a seller and you just put your house on the market, you could expect to show it about 15 times. You could expect about 15 different people to come walking through the property before you actually get a contract that leads to closing. Now, I mean, that's actually sounds much simpler than it actually is, you know, because sometimes, you know, you might get an offer that you accept after two showings, right? You know, and that might lead to a closing, or, you know, maybe that contract ends up falling through for one reason or another, and then you put it back on the market and so on and so forth. But again, just in general, overall, it's taking about 15 showings per property before a contract is signed that actually leads to a closing. And that, my friends, is your Connecticut real estate market update. If you are looking to buy a property in today's market and you want an expert on your side to kind of guide you through this market and what to expect and, you know, to help you to negotiate your contracts and all that good stuff, feel free to call our office. Also, if you are looking to sell a property, all right, we are in desperate need. The market is in desperate need of sellers. The market is in desperate need of sellers. All right. A big part of the issue right now is that we just don't have enough properties on the market for all the buyers that are looking to buy. So, you know, if you're looking for, you know, for top dollar for your property, all right, now is the time to do it. And again, if you are a buyer and you need someone on your side that knows how to negotiate on your behalf, either way, whichever your situation, give us a call, 203-200-0933, and we can definitely help you out to accomplish your dreams, okay? All right, so that's all we got for today. As always, thank you for your time, and make it a great day.